Echo One, give me a sit rep, a voice passed over the net. The transmission confused Titus for a moment. He was a member of 1st Squad, 3rd Engineer Platoon, and it took him a moment to remember that the infantry usually gave all engineers an Echo designation, as if they couldn't bother to use the official call signs. He blinked up his helmet display and saw it was someone in the S3 operations shop. This is Echo One Actual, Sergeant Bates started before being cut off. Has the bridge been neutralized? Over. That's a negative. Awaiting orders to detonate the charges. Over. Belay those orders, Echo One. The situation on the ground has changed. Charlie and Alpha have taken heavy losses and need a way back. Alpha needs that bridge. You need to deactivate your charges and stand by for further orders. Over. Roger that, Bates said, looking around to the troops manning the hoists. Pohlmeier, Corporal Basu, listen up. We've got hackers on the way. If they get within needling range of those charges, we're boned. Weapons checked, then get a move on. You're holding the other side of that bridge. Titus peered down the road, trying to spot the enemy. His fingers were tingling, hands shaking as he gripped the weapon tighter, trying to hide the panic and excitement, both at the same time, that were threatening to take over. Basu watched him closely. It's okay, kid. Once Alpha gets close enough, the hackers will take off. We probably won't even see them. His sentence was cut short as he was spun around, a hole punched into his shoulder. Get down, Basu yelled, pushing Titus, and both of them hit the dirt just shy of the far side of the bridge, crawling desperately as the ground around them came alive with rounds ricocheting on the bridge's pavement. No, Titus muttered as he crawled alongside Basu to get to some cover on the far side of the bridge. The corporal reached it a few seconds before him and then spun around to his back to finger the torn fatigues where he'd been hit. No blood, Basu said, an odd smile visible from behind his face mask. Hurts like a son of a bitch, but I think it bounced off my armor. Lucky shot. He laughed and scrunched lower behind the meter-high pile of sandbags that was their only cover. He paused a moment as Titus waited for the corporal to tell him what to do. Look, I need you to cover me while I make a dash for the ditch, he said. Then when Titus didn't respond, Hey, you with me, soldier? I've got your back, corporal, he said, running another quick check over his 37. Okay, man. Keep your head in the game. On my mark, you get up and pour fire on them, full auto. Make them hug the bottom of that ditch. Understood? Yeah, I've got it. I'm ready. Okay then. On three.